I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 23rd. Quincy firefighters battled a large brush fire in North Quincy last night. The blaze broke out right near the Boston Scientific headquarters on Commander Shea Boulevard just after 10:30 last night. Firefighters spent about 2 hours dousing the blaze. No one was hurt and no buildings were damaged. Quincy officials have sorted through over 1,600 comments from the public about the future of the former Eastern Nazarene College property. The comments were made during a community meeting and through the city website. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city should buy the 20-acre parcel in order to control its future. Koch has said the city and ENC are close to coming to a purchase and sale agreement. Some ideas from the public for future uses include creating senior and affordable housing, creating a community center, creating a performing arts center, utilizing the gym, playing fields, and tennis courts, creating a community garden, and preserving open space, moving the Wollaston branch of the Crane Library to the ENC Library, moving Quincy College to the site, and selling some of the property to private individuals, not corporations. ENC closed last year after over 100 years in Quincy. The mayor says they are eager to sell the property to pay off outstanding debts. Now, four of the 17 suspects charged in connection with that chaotic street takeover that obstructed traffic and targeted police in Randolph last fall appeared in Quincy District Court yesterday morning. 23-year-old Nahom Daniel Brook of Boston, 20-year-old Hashelin Darnelli Cabral from Fitchburg, 22-year-old Ashley Renee Carrier McLeod from Leicester, 20-year-old David Deshaun Daniels of Fitchburg all pleaded not guilty to charges including conspiracy. Brooks faces an additional charge of negligent operation. Brooke Cabral, Carrier McLeod, and Daniels were all handcuffed and taken into custody pending an afternoon bail hearing, during which they were all released on personal recognizance, subject to the condition that they stay out of Randolph. All four are due back in court for a pretrial hearing and a motion to dismiss on June 11th. An arrest warrant was issued for a Taunton man who failed to appear in court. Randolph police this week released dash cam video from the chaotic incident, which happened on October 5th, showing masked men and women surrounding a patrol cruiser, climbing on top of it, banging on the vehicle, and lighting fireworks on the hood while cars spin donuts in the background. Investigators believe more than 100 people may have been involved blocking an intersection as the scene unfolded. Police said the officer who first arrived remained inside the cruiser and was not physically injured. According to investigators, members of the same group were later involved in a similar takeover in Boston, where a police cruiser was torched and totaled. Authorities say a months-long investigation involving surveillance, video, social media, and multiple communities led to charges against 17 people aged 19 to 31. None of the suspects are from Randolph. Some traveled from as far away as Maine and New York. The investigation remains ongoing and additional arrests are possible. It's not clear when the other 13 suspects will appear in court. Well, in a push to keep former Stoughton police officer Matthew Farwell in prison ahead of his trial, prosecutors argued that new phone data proved that he is a flight risk and a danger to the community. Farwell is charged in federal court with killing 23-year-old Sandra Birchmore in 2021 to cover up their sexual relationship, which allegedly began when she was underage. In a court filing this week, the government said new evidence provided by Farwell's iPhone data showed that he should remain in detention. Prosecutors alleged Farwell used DuckDuckGo, a search engine that shields browsing history from third parties, while looking up information about Birchmore and the investigation into her death. prosecutor said in June of 2024. Farwell wrote in a note to his friend asking not to forget his wife, raise his children, and that he would see that friend, quote, on the other side. That was the same day it was widely reported that Dr. Michael Baden concluded Birchmore's death was a homicide by strangulation. Birchmore's family previously wrote a letter supporting his continued detention. Farwell's defense recently asked a federal judge to release him before trial, arguing his behavior after her death proves he's not a flight risk. That motion also emphasized that Farwell was not the father of Birchmore's baby. His defense maintains that Birchmore died by suicide, the same conclusion reached by the Massachusetts Medical Examiner and Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey before federal authorities stepped in and charged him with murder. Farwell's team alleged that the federal case against him hinges on a different expert and that the doctor is not properly qualified to offer such an opinion. The judge has not yet made a ruling on Farwell's detention. A new townhouse development has been approved for West Quincy. Planning Board recently okayed plans for three townhouses on Bates Avenue in West Quincy. Developer Michael Green will construct the new complex that will include two-story townhouses with two-car garages under and a total of 12 parking spaces. The location is at the corner of California Avenue. Ward 4 Councilor Virginia Ryan supports the project, saying it will improve the area. It is unclear if the new units will be apartments or condos, and the development still needs zoning board approval. Massachusetts is racing toward a clean energy future. In 2024, the governor signed an act promoting a clean energy grid, a strategy that makes battery storage essential, and with more proposed sites popping up around the state, the timeline of projects and the way communities get to have their voices heard is changing. Michael Judge is the undersecretary for the state's Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. In March, his office announced new siting and permitting reforms for these types of projects, which he says builds in opportunities for public engagement, strengthens protections for the environment, and reduces the time it takes for project approval. Green Roots, an environmental advocacy group, helped the state establish the new reforms. In February, the siting board approved work related to underground transmission lines in connection with the proposed construction of a 700-megawatt battery energy storage system in Everett, which still needs additional approvals, but construction could start as early as next year. There is a proposal for a similar but much smaller facility in the parking lot of the 99 Ranch Shopping Plaza in Wollaston. The new siting and permitting process will officially go into effect in July. Boaters in Massachusetts must now receive safety certification. The Hanson-Malone Act requires people born after January 1, 1989 to complete a safety course to operate a motorboat or personal watercraft after April 1 of this year. Anyone older must be certified by April 1 of 2028. Anyone operating motorboats or personal watercraft must carry proof of a course's completion while on the water. Massachusetts is giving boaters a grace period, not issuing tickets until September 1st as people sign up for classes. Here in Quincy, the police department's marine unit is offering free boating basic safety classes at the new Quincy Public Safety Complex. And more information is available on the state website. Massachusetts Republicans are preparing to rally in Worcester this weekend, holding their annual convention and weighing which candidate to support for governor. Mike Minogue, Mike Keneally, and Brian Shortsleeve are all vying for that position, believing they can secure the nomination in September and win in November. Party leaders believe this could be the largest convention in Mass GOP history. Among the priorities, delegates will vote on who the party should endorse for governor. An entrepreneur and veteran, Minogue hopes to bring his experience from outside the system into the statehouse. Keneally and Shortsleeve don't believe the endorsement is a foregone conclusion, but are also pointing to September as the moment of truth. Mike Keneally served under Governor Charlie Baker and believes the Healey administration has missed the mark when it comes to issues like energy costs and housing policy. Meantime, Democrats are watching the field of GOP candidates closely, knowing full well that governor is a role voters have often granted to Republicans. Regardless of who emerges from the Republicans' three-man field, Democrats are confident the current administration will leave no stone unturned. The Mass GOP convention will be held in Worcester on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. At least a dozen traffic islands in Quincy are available for adoption. The Department of Natural Resources is searching for businesses, community groups, and residents to agree to maintain a public green space in exchange for a sign on the island thanking them for their support. There are 64 islands and memorials maintained under the Adopt an Island program, and at least a dozen are currently available. The program began under former Mayor James Sheets' administration over 30 years ago on a suggestion from then-Councillor-at-Large Timothy Cahill. Anybody interested in adopting an island can call the Quincy Department of Natural Resources at 617-376-1251. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 340 points. The Nasdaq's up 397. And the S&P added 73. Stocks retreated in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil now is over $103 a barrel. Sports: Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1 at Fenway last night. They're back at it tonight at 6:10. And the Bruins face off against the Sabres, Game 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs at the Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. The Celtics and Sixers play their Game 3 of the NBA playoffs tomorrow night at 7 in Philadelphia. The National Weather Service forecast for today, turning mostly sunny with a high of 63 degrees, clear tonight, and a low 35, mainly sunny tomorrow, at a high 59. Sun and clouds on Saturday with a high of 54, and partly cloudy, high 60 on Sunday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, winds west at 10 to 15 will become northwest and gust to 25 knots, high tide 5:22 p.m. Sunrise 5:50, sets 7:34. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 23rd.